Now as we move into the 21st chapter of Joshua, we see that this short chapter has to do with the distributing of the cities that were to be appointed to the Levites. Now it's been often said that the tribe of Levi should have no inheritance with their brethren. That is, no particular part of the country would be assigned to them as the other tribes had. Not even this area around about Shiloh. And certainly we would think in our own minds that God would give them the territory around Shiloh, since that's where the tabernacle and the Ark of the Covenant was and where a lot of the work of the priests would be done. But not so. They were to be given cities distributed throughout the land that would be designated then as the cities of the Levites or the Levitical cities. These cities seem to have been fairly well dispersed throughout the land, so that each citizen would have ready access to a Levitical city, and of course then the Levites would also have fair dispersion among the rest of the people to do them service. For their work was a spiritual work which all citizens had a need to be able to benefit from. So verse 1 of chapter 21 says, "Then came near the heads of the fathers of the Levites unto Eleazar the priest, and unto Joshua the son of Nun, and unto the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel." So this verse simply describes the fact that the heads of the Levites now came unto this supreme council of the land there at Shiloh and made their petition. We have to take note of the fact that their cities were not granted unto them until they first of all made a petition for them, until they first of all asked for them. No lot was assigned until they made their claim. Now there is a lesson in this for us, because we have today, as members of the body of Christ, we have an inheritance that is provided for us, an inheritance provided for all saints, which are actually that royal priesthood today. But they must make a petition for it. They must ask for it. And we're told, "Ask, and it shall be given you." So as long as we do not make any effort on our part at all to receive our inheritance, it'll not be given to us. There must be an asking. There must be a desire. There must be a show of effort on our part to obtain that which has been given us. Not that we're going to earn it. Not that we're going to deserve it in any kind of way. Not that God's ever going to owe it to us. But we still must do that which is ours to do before we can receive it. Now you remember the rest of the tribes who had been rather slack in receiving their inheritance, that last seven tribes. And Joshua quickened them and he chided them for being slack. They had to have this happen to them, it seems, before they went on into the action of receiving their inheritance. But the Levites, it could be supposed, knew their duty and knew their better interest more properly than the rest, and were therefore then the ones who were forward in the matter of asking for their portion. And so, when it came their turn, they did ask without being called upon or without being goaded into doing it by Joshua. They built their claim upon a very good foundation, not upon their own merits or services, but the divine precept that the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses to give us cities. And that's the thing that we base our claim today upon, the fact that God has made us a promise, and it's due to this promise that God has made then that we have a reason to make our claim. So this is stated in verse 2, "And they spake unto them at Shiloh in the land of Canaan, saying, The Lord commanded by the hand of Moses to give us cities to dwell in, with the suburbs therein for our cattle." So this thing was going to be done according to the command of the Lord. And of course that's the thing that we want to do in our every move today. When we serve God, the things that we do in service to Him, and the things that we request and expect to receive as reward from Him, are all in accordance with the commands of the Lord. It's what the Lord commands that really counts. It's not left up to man's mind. It's not left up to the ideas of man as to how to serve God or as to what we're going to receive for our service. This is all God's doings. It's according to God's command, God's will. And so every petition that we would make has to be made with the provision that this be done according to the commandment of God. If God didn't command it, if God doesn't want it, if it's not God's will, then we have no right to expect it to be done, nor even to ask for it. And so that's the case here. Whenever these Levites approach the heads of the nation to receive their lot, they reminded them that the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses to give a city to dwell in. So this great principle should guide us today in everything that we receive, everything that we ask for, everything that we do in service to God. Let us be sure that it's according to what the Lord has said, that it's according to the commandments of the Lord, that it's according to what the Bible says. The Bible is our guide. It is our map to guide us as we travel in this life. And so everything that we do must be with a reference to what the Bible says. We can appeal to no greater authority. We can appeal to no more accurate authority. We can appeal to no more suitable authority than the Bible. And that's the very principle that they followed here. It's not a matter of saying, well, we'd like to have these cities. We think that we should have them. It's only right that you give them to us. No, nothing like that. They simply said that the Lord commanded by Moses to give us cities. And consequently, that's the way it should be, and that's the basis that they make their appeal upon. We'd like to also notice here that they did not make their claim until all the rest of the tribes had been provided for. And then they immediately made their claim. And there's two reasons for this. One is, it would have done no good to have made their claim before the other tribes had been provided for, because the other tribes would not have known which territory even was theirs in order to give a portion of it to the Levites. So they had to have been provided for first. They had to know what was truly theirs before they could then be in a position to delegate any of that territory to be given to the Levites, any of those cities to be given to the Levites. So they had to wait until the others were provided for. But we find another thing here, that it could also be a show of their humility and their modesty and their patience that they waited until last. And so they were willing to be served last after all the rest had been served first. And this was an example then to the rest of the people and an example to us today that we do put others first. We do look after the affairs of our neighbor in that we want him to be well provided for. We take nothing from him that shouldn't be given to him. And we find from this example of the Levites that as a result of having this attitude, as a result of being humble and patient and having true love for our fellow man and our fellow brothers, that we will never fare the worse for it. The Levites were well provided for eventually. They did receive a very liberal inheritance here, even though they waited till last. And consequently, that's a very good lesson for us today. So we read in verse 3, "And the children of Israel gave unto the Levites out of their inheritance, at the commandment of the Lord, these cities and their suburbs." So the Levites' petition was granted immediately. There wasn't any dispute about it. The princes of Israel were probably a little bit ashamed at the fact that they even had to be asked before it was given. And they probably had wished that they had have had the incentive to go on ahead and done this without the Levites making a petition to them. But it was done immediately. Now the children of Israel are said to give the cities for the Levites. But God had actually appointed how many they should be. There would be 48 cities in all. And it is probable that Joshua and the other princes of Israel After giving due consideration to the extent and the value of the lot of each tribe, as it was had been laid out before them, then appointed how many cities should be taken out of each one, so that there would be kind of an equality as to distribution out of the tribes regarding the value. And then when the fathers of the various tribes had agreed themselves which they should be, then it is said that they gave them as an offering to the Lord. But it was really according to what God had appointed, and we read about this in Numbers 35, the first 8 verses. Now, he says here that they gave these cities at the commandment of the Lord. That is, they gave them with an eye to the obedience to the command of God. And here again, we have a very great example set for us. When God has given a command, then God expects somewhere along the way for us to make preparation to heed, to obey that command. As long as we see that there's a command of God someplace that we have not obeyed, that we have not heeded, then we have left some business undone that we should be finishing and we should be doing. So they gave it then. They did this at the command of the Lord, or the commandment of the Lord. Now this commandment had been given years before. Been given during a time when most of these people were not even alive, but yet now we find them carrying it out because they know that it was a distinct command of God. And so it is with us. We may be following commands that have been given centuries ago by the Lord, but nevertheless, they're just as much of a command today as ever, and it's our duty to follow them. We'll close at that point. Till next time, this is N.C. Crouch saying goodbye, friends.